Blog Talk Radio.
This is D44 Talk Radio, where the power of change is happening. The Toastmasters in our district believe that being a member, it's not just a movement, it's a lifestyle. D44 Talk Radio, now.
Happy Monday and welcome to D44 Talk Radio, where the power of change is happening. My name is Rick Scheninger, and I'll be your host for tonight's show. Our show title today is Embrace Evaluations from Fellow Toastmasters to Unlock Your Core Potential. I'm here with Shannon Krager, DTM. And Shannon
Hello.
Believes that speech evaluations are one of the most fundamental and important parts of any Toastmasters club experience, and it can help you evolve as a person. So I'm looking forward to hearing all about what Shannon has to talk to us about. Shannon, welcome.
Hi. Welcome. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
We're happy to have you here. So tell us, Shannon, how long have you been in Toastmasters?
I have been in Toastmasters for 7 years.
And what clubs are you a member of?
I am a member of Wildwood Toastmasters, St. Leo the Great Toastmasters, Speakers Roundtable.
So you got your hand in many a Toastmasters pot, don't you?
That is correct. Plus, I mentor a new Toastmasters club, Fulton County North Speak, so also a mentor to that club
exciting.
As well.
Very exciting.
Very exciting.
And I believe what you're going to be talking with us about tonight comes from an advanced club, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Correct. We do a little bit of a different format when it comes to evaluations at Speakers Roundtable, which is the advanced club that I'm a part of.
I've had the pleasure of visiting that club once so far. I plan to visit that one again, but it's a great group in that club. I really enjoy what you guys do.
Thank you. I grow every time I attend a meeting there.
Fantastic. Yeah, I can understand why. So if I understand it, you guys do the evaluations both semantically and actually conduct them a little bit differently than maybe some regular clubs. So tell us a little bit about
Correct.
That. How does it differ?
Speakers Roundtable focuses on what some may deem as a round-robin coaching session. So as in my other two clubs, you have your standard 2 to 3 minute evaluation. The evaluator will come up and tell the speaker what they liked about his or her speech and then provide feedback. A lot of times they follow the sandwich method. In case those listening don't know what the sandwich method is, it's positive feedback. And then in the middle, think of it like the meat of the sandwich. What could they do to improve the speech? And then you want to top it off with the last piece of bread or another positive feedback. What we aim to do in Speakers Roundtable is really focus on giving the feedback to the speaker on how they can really hone their skills and what value can I provide to the speaker so that they can take that praise and they can grow from it. We focus on a lot of the content of the speech and the delivery of the speech and really try to go deeper into the whole development of the speech and the delivery of the speech.
And that makes a lot of sense. Being in an advanced club, these are not new Toastmasters just joining for the first time. These are folks that have been doing it for perhaps several years, many years in some cases. And
correct.
What they're already comfortable receiving feedback, so they really need to essentially hear where they can grow. Is that right?
Correct. And we do this not only with what we call the coaching session, which is about a 2 to 3 minute time where after the speaker speaks, anyone from the audience, and you can certainly participate if you're a guest to our club, give the feedback to the speaker on some sound improvement and what they did really well. But we also do it from the grammarian standpoint as well, rather than counting or other ums as the aw counter would do. We don't have an aw counter at Speakers Roundtable, but really focus on the the colorful language that the speaker may have used and the sentence structure and the metaphors or similes they may have used. We also videotape our speakers as well, so it gives the videographer a chance to provide feedback to the speaker on how they utilized their speaking area and their body movements. And same thing with the timer. We don't just say Jenny gave a 5 to 7 minute speech and her time was 6 minutes, but we focus on within the first 30 seconds of her speech, she received her first laugh. So that way the speaker can take back that information and really apply it towards fine tuning their speech.
I like that idea. And then I noticed you said round robin. So does that mean each member gives a piece of feedback?
Most of the members do like to have an opportunity to give the feedback. Not all the members. It's not exactly, or it's like a modified version of a round robin, I would say. They just raise their hand and whoever wants to provide the feedback. And like I said, we focus on what we like to call, and a lot of new Toastmasters I find are not really familiar with this term, but we like to call it the through line. What is the message you're delivering here? And I apply that too when I'm mentoring new Toastmasters member. Like, you pretty much want to state your message within the first 30 seconds of the speech. And is that message woven throughout your speech? And that is really critical what we look for when we're coaching the speaker at Speakers Roundtable. It's really, what is that message? What is the takeaway or the through line, as we like to call it?
Right. That makes sense.
Exactly.
You bring up some good points when you guys, because you guys do coaching versus evaluation. So
correct.
Tell me a little bit about how those two things differ. Tell me a little bit about coaching versus evaluation and how that, what that looks like.
The evaluation tends to provide feedback to, it's relative to an established standard. The coaching focuses on the recipient of feedback and their developmental needs. It's customer-centric rather than standard-centric. And coaching tends to follow a certain policy or an attitude. For example, what is the one thing for which feedback could make a big difference, and how can one best deliver it so the recipient benefits? It could be anything as, I heard a speech last week at the club, and I gave the speaker feedback. You may want to think about cutting this particular section of your speech because it's not really adding any value to your speech. It was a few sentences, and I just suggested it's not really relevant to the speech, so focus on your core message and maybe consider reworking your speech a bit so you're taking some of the unnecessary details out. Evaluations tend in regular. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that, and that's important to mm-hmm. realize that some extraneous information and something that could be eliminated.
Right, exactly. Because you almost want to, the way I try to explain it to new members is, if you were going to a job interview and your potential employer was interviewing you about your skills, you wouldn't tell them, well, I woke up today and had to decide if I was going to wear the blue shirt or the green shirt, and then I was stuck in traffic and I ate a bagel on the way. That's details that we don't really need to know. It doesn't add any value to what you're saying. And I try to explain it to that way to new members. You know, you would just go in there and
give
your skills. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we all work together. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Can you give me an example of one of the best pieces of feedback you personally received on one of your speeches?
The best feedback I've personally received. Well, I'm currently practicing. Yes, I'll give you an example because I'm currently practicing for my division level international speech contest in another division. And I gave it at Speakers Roundtable a couple weeks ago, and the feedback I received was it has a very deep core message, and without really giving away what the speech is about, there's humor filtered throughout the speech, and then there's the deep message. And the important feedback was that I received, you need to lighten it up a little bit towards the end, because it's like I'm going on this roller coaster and I'm giving all this emotional details about the speech and the message behind the speech, but I want the audience to be able to breathe a little bit sooner before I insert my last bit of humor, which is at the very end of the speech. And so that is something that I'm definitely working on, incorporating the humor a little bit more towards about three quarters of the way through. I have it in the beginning of the speech. I want to filter it after the deep emotional part a lot sooner than my tagline, so to speak.
Okay. I love the way you guys drill down and really cut to the core important, the content, the context, the delivery, all of that. Just hone in on those things.
Exactly. We try to go deeper, and I've learned a lot too about evaluations. I follow a fellow Toastmaster on YouTube, a gentleman named Jonathan Ping, who is actually in District 85 over in China. And he was the first place winner in his district contest in 2017. And what he says is, a lot of times you'll hear evaluations like, Phyllis had this great body language, but you want to say something like, go deeper, is what Mr. Ping suggests, such as when she started to talk about, you know, this turmoil in her speech, you could see her face starting to get emotionally upset and her body going in a little bit more, where she was sort of trying to hide how she was feeling, and things like that, where it's really, when I'm giving evaluations now, I'm really focusing on, what are you saying, and is what you're saying matching what your body is doing? Because you don't want to talk about, well, I'm happy that I won the lottery, but yet your face seems like you're angry about it. And a lot of speakers don't realize that you've got to say what you mean, but also express what you mean in a nonverbal way through body language.
Absolutely. That brings up a good point. We're about to wrap up. Before we do, we have an annual conference coming up, so I just want to real quickly share with everybody our information about our annual conference. I'm going to play that real quick.
Have you registered for District 44 Spring Conference? It's May 3rd and 4th, 2019, at the Hilton Marietta Hotel and Conference Center. Come learn how to navigate the waves of change and the oceans of opportunities that Toastmasters has to offer. Visit our website at www.d44conference.org to learn more. Register today.
All right. Well, Shannon, I really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing that evaluation versus coaching information with us. I definitely think coaching brings a lot of advantages over just evaluations that we're so accustomed to.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. And if any of our guests have information that they are questions for you,
yes, they can email me at skrager, that's skraiger, at msn.com.
All right, once again, that's skrager, kraiger, at msn.com.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Well, Shannon, any last words of sage words of advice?
Register for the spring conference. It's going to be a great one.
It is, and it's coming up right around the corner.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right. Well, thank you, all of our listeners. D44 Talk Radio is your online resource where you can hear fellow Toastmasters share how they're empowered to change and connect through their Toastmasters experiences. For membership questions or for more information about District 44, you can find us at d44toastmasters.org. And remember, District 44 is where the power of change takes place. Thank you again, everybody. Have a great week. And remember to register for the conference. Happy Monday.